Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Shashamani.
How great it is to glorify the name of the king. Ja, Dali Ron,
yeah.
Dali Ron, Dali Ron, Shashamani. Dali Ron.
Rally round, 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 r
Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the first. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call.
With the one, our wonderful host, the wonderful Miss Haile Gomez. Let's put our hands together as we come to the mic at this time.
Well, I thank you. Thank you so very much, Dr. Wingwan, for your warm and kind welcome. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Local 26, coming to you on this Sunday evening for a wonderful Sunday evening of chat with the family and to discuss our topic this evening, the COVID-19 virus, the rejection or acceptance of such, for we know COVID-19 is still with us, this virus is still among us, and as the statistics would show, from state to state, it would vary whether it's going down or whether it's going up. But as we know, something is out there, and it's causing a lot of chaos, and many of us is wondering what to do as to be vaccinated, yes or no. Never before have we seen such a product that must be sold. And people are actually losing their lives because of this phenomenon. A security guard just last week, he was stabbed to death when he asked one patron at the store that he should put on his mask or whether he was vaccinated or not. So the case where even if you are vaccinated, in some places, they're asking you to still wear a mask. This creates some lot of chaos. But as we see, Pfizer would like to offer us a booster shot, which was denied because now people are paying attention to what's happening. And if there's not enough results, they can't just let a product go through just like that. It would mean a third shot in the arm for some people who have taken number one and number two and still would need a booster perhaps as the winter comes on. So we are still examining, as we examine this virus and this vaccine, what is happening, however, it has caused the country to actually be divided into three, I would say. Here we have the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, and of course the liars. Because now people are really afraid to declare their status as to if they had the poke in the arm. You know, it's been some time and long ago in our history when, you know, there was an occurrence where people were free to say things, but that was in our present day time. We would say that was probably Nazi Germany, and people are now afraid to talk about it. It's a showcase of don't ask, don't tell. You really, really can't talk about it right now, and it's making it really hard. And some people, especially in business situations where you have to decide who you'll let into your enterprise, how much money you're going to make, whether you're going to have half vaccinated, half not, who do you going to entertain. It's a lot of pressure now for restaurants, bars, gyms, places where normally you would just relax and just go. Now you have to show a card or your phone or something to validate you. We have, this is happening. Life has changed for us because now we are seeing even your jobs are at stake and things along that way. It is wonderful to think that while they are finding different cures or products to use to combat this beast, within all that chaos, let me remind you that presently within the news and the current affairs of what we ought to look forward to, London News reported like 2 days ago, the water supply has been contaminated. There's someone with their radio on, if you would mute your phone, please. As you can declare, just mute your phone until it's your time that you can speak. So London has reported, however, that their water supply has been contaminated. This is a great sign for us to pay attention. When there's chaos, we ought to understand what is the real and the truth. So be sure this time to stock up on some water, even if it's tap water, just in case the story follows us as well. They're creating a lot of chaos right now, and we have to be very aware. It's not like it's some conspiracy theory, but for those of us whose head is not stuck in the sand, we got to really pay attention that when we see something like this COVID-19 and the booster shot, this is a whole lot of hype going on, because there is something out there, there is something killing people, there is something dangerous, like it has always been in the cases of many viruses that have passed upon the earth as well. But now we are seeing numbers must be counted. A certain amount of people must be vaccinated to make it work, or so we are to believe. But yet still, people who are vaccinated have been giving off and emitting such energy that the unvaccinated really should be careful in that case. But people who have taken the vaccine as well still wind up with COVID-19. It's just a case of what do you do? How do you solve this problem? What is the problem? Is there answers? What we can do for pure common sense, alkaline and an alkaline body disease can stay, which is we eat the foods that could provide such pH level that it would help boost our immunity. Some fruits I can recommend. Pineapple is wonderful. Watercress. There are some other avocados, limes, lemons. These are some of the things we should incorporate in our diet to keep our body strong, to keep our immune system ready to fight whatever is out there so we don't succumb to whatever is out there killing people. But to run to understand if it's vaccinated and take two shots, one shot, the booster, it will still get back to your health. So at this time also, we would discuss later on as well some of the ideas that we would have for our local 26 and what we can do with the Federation later on as far as the holidays are coming. We know we must celebrate. We have the coronation coming November the 2nd. It's quite soon. Let's see what we can do as well on what ideas. So now all the mic is open. I'm about to go back to see my screen, Dr. Winborn. So please open the mic for the callers. Dr. Winborn, are you there? Okay, as soon as I get...
All right, so yeah, we're going to go out. Are you seeing your screen yet, or you want me to stop calling? Can you see yet?
No, I'm now about to log in. I'm kind of a little slow on it. Let me see right now.
Yes, I can.
All right. Okay, so what we do, you see who was there? Holding on. So what I would do, I would open the mic of caller 347-801. Caller, your mic is open that you may participate in the show. This is Sadie Gomez for the Ethiopian World Federation Local 26. Your mic is open, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks. Listen, look. This is Chap. Well, inform about the situation, the worldly affair, the pandemic. As you know, when we look at it, we know that it is political and economical, which is political. Get into the political aspect. The capital is capitalization aspect. And the earth is the foundation. The foundation within system that divert from the original concept, like religion. But at the end of all the different religion, there's a spiritual, clean, way of life. And as spiritual kingsmen, we do have that original way of life, that concept that we are being exposed to is a concept that go against humanity. It's a concept that demodes, that break the human system down, structure down, to capitalize upon it. And in that system, the laws and the manipulation from the common law into admiral. These laws are being edited to suppress. They use terminology to a rem. But these are common terms. And justice, human rights is guaranteed to all without regards to race. And we know that land has a body of people function without interference. And there's an attack upon these people. So within that, the vaccination, the information that I receive is the vaccination have a 666 in it, something that extend the brain to have it thinking in whatever in the vaccination to control the human nature. There's an aim and objective behind it, of course, but the land where these peculiar ones supposed to be functioning and have the authority to do such, to curve the abuse in health and education is the main key. But in order to bring that forward, there's some steps that we have to look into pertaining to land and the people upon the land. When that is being addressed, we have more of the Library of Congress, the original concept is there. All the laws of truth and justice is there. There's nothing new that we could bring to people that already are using our tools for their advantage. Can do is let the people know we are here to protect and give our people the benefits correctly, education and health. It is a serious situation in need of immediate impact for the higher stance because it comes to a survival mode, like the I said. There are people who looking to pay their rent, eat food, pay their mortgage, live. If they don't do this, these corporations that are part of this vaccination fraud, great world. So they are taking advantage on the people, of course. There's some numbers involved in everything. There's strategic plan involved in everything, the aim and objective and everything. And it's not pretty, nowhere near. So the situation need to be addressed from the top. You know, we have locals and we have documentation that could go, that went out to the locals, and this documentation need to go to the locals, our family members, protect itself. And like how the I is speaking of this Empress Gomez, in the sense of the medical, what are some things to embrace the immune system make it stronger, healthier. Natural things with seed. So,
wonderful, Chaplain, for participating this evening. I know I let you back on in a few, but I see the queue is filling up. So let me give a few others a chance to jump in. And I hope you stay on with us and you'll come back to share some of that wisdom with us as well. So what I'm going to do at this time, caller 646-387, you have been holding on for a minute. Would you like to join our conversation this evening? Call the 646-387. Your line is open. Okay, maybe this caller just wants to listen in as I would open the mic of another caller. Call a 914-563. Your mic is open. You may join us in conversation.
Yes, and thank you for providing me on and here some of the information that our brother shared with us, because a lot of our people, unfortunately, are really stuck in the mindset of dealing with the vaccine, and they feel that it's something that could really benefit them, but the reality is truth, that it's really not there to help them. And, you know, we need to be able to get this word out to our folks so that they won't be taken advantage of with that. The other thing that I, you know, did want to mention as well, because even though we're in a society where you can live a wealthy life, you can live a middle-income life where you're making hundreds of thousands, or the wealthy life of millions of dollars, or you can be in poverty. But the bottom line is, you know, in other communities, people come together and they try to help each other financially to pull folks out of that poverty situation. And that's something that we need to do as well. Come together in unity financially, come together in unity spiritually as well, because some people don't really see the full power of God and Christ, or you're dealing with Allah or Jehovah, but the bottom line is whatever, you know, path, spiritual path you're on, instead of putting up spiritual walls of hatred that say, hey, if you're not in my religion, you know, I hate you and I don't want to do nothing with you. Matter of fact, I wouldn't mind even killing you. All that kind of crazy stuff doesn't really need to be existing between us, because that's the old thing of divide and conquer. If I can make you very hateful of people that aren't in your particular religion, then that means that basically you're going to put up a wall dividing us from being able to come together in unity. But the other side of it is, if we could tear those negative thinking patterns down and start to have respect, love, and wanting to help one another, that would be great. And we could do that, like I said, on the financial level, and we could also do that even on the spiritual level, which would be very powerful, because there's a lot of things that we can do spiritually that I know we've been told that we can't and that we won't be able to achieve, because basically what Master Charlie has told us is that we don't have the ability to do these kind of things spiritually, so it's just a waste of time to even try to come together in spiritual unity to work together to make things happen. But don't listen to the lies that have been told to us over the years. Start to see the reality of God's truth that would allow us to be set free. But there's an old saying, the truth shall set you free. And that's true. We can utilize the spiritual power of coming together and utilize that to make some awesome and amazing change in our life. And we can also do it on the financial side of the table as well. And once we start to come together in unity, as we did back in the 60s, because back in the 60s, our people did come together and unify together, and they were able to accomplish and achieve great, awesome, and amazing things that freed them from a lot of racist and negative things that were upon us heavily. And even now, you know, you have down south, you have, unfortunately, certain southern states that are saying, hey, if you're black, we're not giving you the right to vote. you know. And also, even financially, one of the big problems is if you want to start your own business, you want to get money for this, that, or the other, and you're Black, no, we're not going to give you no money. But we want to keep you guys down and out financially so we can keep good control over you. So what we need to do, again, is come together in unity. And there's quite a few millionaires and even a few billionaires that we have. But the bottom line is, can we get them to come and devote time and energy and money to us that we can pull our community out of the gutter of poverty and really start to uplift our people as other communities do? You know, we can do the same thing. And in us doing that, we can create a new reality for our people. And not only here in the United States, but we could also do it for Africa. We could do it in the Caribbean islands. We could do it in South America. We can do it in Australia, different places where we have large amounts of our people. But then on the other side of the table, too, we could do it for the whole family of humanity. Because even though here in this country, we've been told that basically the only really poor people in this country are Blacks and Latinos, and those are the main people that are suffering financially. But that's not true. You do have a nice amount of whites that are in poverty as well, Latinos and others, of course, you know, but you have Asians and other people as well that are, you know, financially struggling. But the bottom line is this, you know, charity begins at home. You have to take care of your own situation first, and then you can read to really help the lives of other people and other communities as well. So the first thing that we really need to do is get our own situation ironed out and taken care of, and then we can reach out to help the lives of others in other communities and other countries outside of our own countries and places as well. And that's what you call utilizing the divine love of God, the divine love of Christ, and really coming together to be a help to one another, to be a way to be a blessing to one another. That's what we really need to focus on. It's not about filling your wallet and filling your purse and just looking out for you only, but it's about reaching out to see ourselves as a community that's going to look out for one another. Because one of the powerful proverbs that was said in Africa that still has a very powerful meaning today is that even just to raise one child, we need to allow the community to help to raise that one child. And when we do reach out to deal with things from that perspective, what literally happens is even though that child may not come from you and another person, but it can be coming from a situation where you are just a member of that community and that child is a member of the community. And a lot of times, because the parents aren't really able to help those children out to the best of their ability, that's where other people in the community can come in and help out. But if you feel like, oh, no, that's not my child. I don't have nothing to do with that. No, that's it. They can't help them. That's their fault. I ain't got nothing. No, we have to tear down those brick walls of stupidity and start to see that we are definitely responsible for helping people outside of our own immediate family. So if it's not our brother or sister or our own son or daughter, that doesn't mean that anybody outside of that circle, we shouldn't have anything to do as far as helping them. Definitely should reach out and help them if there's situations that we see that need to be fixed and need to be helped. So all of these things are things that we need to really consider and look at in regards to being able to bring about a new reality in our community. But the main thing that we really need to focus on is that we need to come together in unity and really look at wanting to help, uplift, and be a blessing to one another through the divine love of God. And when we can feel the divine love of God in our minds and hearts and say, hey, you know what, that brother or that sister over there, I really do need your help. Or that, you know, teenager there or that young guy over there, I do need to help them out too. And once we start to have that kind of energy, we can see a whole nother vibration come about in our community. So I just wanted to share that and say that financially and spiritually, we can definitely make some serious change come about. We just need to come together in unity, and we can knock out all that negativity and create a new reality for ourselves.
Well, thank you so very much, Paula, for sharing and stressing upon unity and where we should go with all of this. It's been a wonderful night with conversation. I would just come back a little bit to remind us that what we were stressing upon tonight, for tonight's conversation, however, we are speaking of COVID-19 and the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, and of course, the people who don't know which way to go, and they will just have to answer accordingly. Here we are faced with Pfizer trying to offer a booster shot, and we are wondering, as it has been turned down, what is like having to face this type of, you know, attack from that beast, that COVID-19, that we can't seem to get rid of. As I would open the mic for the callers, it's wonderful to know. I would say this moment everybody comes and they can talk, and sometimes we go a little off track, but just to bring us back on track, I open the mic of caller 631-358. Your mic is open as you join us in conversation.
Yes, good evening, sister. How are you?
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Yes. Yeah, this is Alan. I agree exactly with what y'all speaking on. You know, this is like just the brother just finished speaking. And, you know, this is why it's important for us, you know, to unite and to be together. But before you could do that, you have to get everything in order. You got to get your financials in order. You got to get your credit in order for us to start taking care of things and start building. Because if you don't have your credit, just like I be talking about on the podcast, that's what we have to focus on. This is the reason why I be pushing, you know, my company, you know, that's what we do. And we also do finances, and we also do credits and credit. But the thing is, you got to get your credit before you can do anything if you want to go to the next level. You can't, because if we do it as a, if we unite and we all get our credit together, it's a lot you could do. It's a lot of things you could change. You know, you don't have to wait for the other man to take care of it, because you're doing it for yourself, and that's the only way. The opportunity is there. It's just the whole bottom line is we could talk and talk, but if we ain't taking no action, what's the use? I've been hearing people been talking and talking for years, but I haven't seen a lot of people haven't taken action. This is the time to take action. Because if you're sick or tired of being sick or tired, when are you going to take action? The chicken been come. It already showed up in the goose already. So it's time to turn it around. It's time to stir the pot up. Let's go. We got to make things happen, and the only way for you to do that is to get off your butt, get off the couch, and say, okay, enough is enough. Let's get the ones who's really serious. Let's get the ones who wants to make something happen. Wants to change the condition, because you gotta, everything's a mindset. You gotta wanna willing to change your condition of what you want in your life, and you know, and that's why we're here to do what we need to do, is what I tell people. You gotta take action to make something happen. You can't just be talking and not taking action.
Well, yes, my brother. Wonderful that you have to give us some information this evening concerning, you know, we take enough action and the time is now. But as I discuss, however, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated and those who are right now are wondering where they are as far as the booster shot goes. And it's a show this evening that we are getting a lot of information. The topic, I guess, is probably oversaturated at some point, but we are unable to grasp it and hold it. But I would invite my callers. Again, thank you so very much, Paula, for your input in conversation. As I would invite caller 347-880, your mic is open as you join us in conversation to let me hear your part.
Yeah, greetings and blessings. In the name of the Emperor Haile Selassie and the Ethiopian World Federation, Vocal 26, we're speaking from a platform of growing in the society and developing things already. That means that we did some of the things in them from a grassroots level, from not having a business, being a worker, making a corporation, getting how to operate it.
They're asking to turn down your radio if you're close by your radio.
No, I'm not on the radio.
Okay,
but
so somebody needs to take their radio off. Okay, you continue calling, please. You can continue.
Well, we feel that by getting rid of the COVID, as Brother Natural speak on, Ross Natural speak on, we have an opportunity to make our bodies better, employ our youths in the community by making gardens inside and even build them with the cover, the cheap cover that they have covering the gardens and even windows that they're throwing from the building. What we are saying, we want to do something that can make a difference in the society. We're showing people the proper way to eat and proper way to do things. You know, in the sense of preparing ourselves for a better living foundation, meaning that we not just coming and talking. We are talking about what happened already, what looking to happen, and what's going to happen, because we're going to have to turn to it, making our bodies higher that we can resist things. But they're asking us to take the COVID and we can't fly, we can't travel, we can't go certain places. Well, they're bringing out a pill. I want to know what the pill consists of and if it's approved and these kind of things that we can have other measures that they're developing, putting things inside of things to make it work a little better. But we feel that something that taking something from your body and changing your DNA or changing something in your body, we have to be very keen at looking at that because we have a special way that we relate to our ancestors that we don't want to change that because we're getting messages coming to us after Sandy came up on the shore. It brought up the sands and the spirit that we need to move on as a black people after 400 years. So we in this community have something to offer. We in this community have something to build from. Can we build from nothing already? So now we are looking to build. I'm looking for a brother just like the brother that spoke, the accountant brother, and the brother did with things in the positive level. I'd like him to have my number. And I would like to speak with him because I don't have the business to give him right now. But I have something that can give him that we can turn it into a lot more by bringing people together. So by redoing what we are doing and developing the business entities with each other people investing, by just we open a store, it's pretty, everybody going there, we open my next one. So we want to have a franchise of things, doing things 24 hours a day and getting our people employed. The cameras and everything, they're set up, watching everything, monitored, and we're working. This is a modern world now. We can't hide it no more. We are operating in a world where that we can use the opportunities that came to us from the other people that we create from. We create these things and then take it a little further. So we are using the opportunities to get some of the youths employed and get some of the people in the community employed. Because people are tired doing the same thing rather than using the vision and the talent and the wisdom. We have so much different wisdom in areas that we can use to develop. And we, as in the Federation, these are the things that we want to develop. Yes, we want to develop Christian and the Lord and the church and these kind of things. But right now we need more revolution after 400 years. We need to develop business economic development for the community. So if a person come to work and he come to work on a steady basis, he get a couple of points. If he get a certain amount of points, he can invest. The time he reach your age of 21 or 20, maybe he can go to college from the money that he invests and study something higher and bring it back to the society. So we are talking about employing the inner city youths that can develop something. We're not just coming out and doing business. We are taking the inner city youths and do business. Opening places where they can get employment and learn to do something. Why we can't open stores that we can buy from? Why we can't open vegetable stands that we can buy from and import from them? They make money too. So what we have to do is start developing ourselves as business people. We are the first business people that came and develop ourselves from the original reality. And now is the time where that things are down and we are dying all over the world. We can come together more equally with our brother. Our brother can look at us more justified. Because I'm a man that put up people for 3-4 years without money. Individuals. And no money passed just because of brotherhood. And when you do these kind of things, God looking to bless you. In this society, where people don't put you up for a month or a week. So we in this society have something to offer our brother. We that did it already, that I have 5,000 youths that learn to work with me. That are presently, some of them are working in the carpentry field and the construction field, the drywall field. And they make money because they learn to work fast. They learn to think fast. And these are the things that we want to use in the Federation to develop our society in a better living foundation. Because we have a better thought than just bringing forward the same thing of healing ourselves. But healing ourselves that we can show that we're doing it. That we can bring along other people showing how to heal yourself. Like this week somebody told me to have a machine that heal AIDS. Heal the COVID. They have the machine now. I'm going there this week, Monday, to look at the machine and see what it does. And see if it's qualified or if it's not qualified.
Our people are
developing things. Our people are developing things with certain level of diet. These things is coming out because we're moving more scientifically from them because we move into wash your foot long time. So we move into a more scientific area where that more than the church. We can get together with them and develop things in the church, and the church lock up all day and night. Programs where that the children get development and learn programs, how to use paper, cardboard, things that they're throwing around, and make something happen. How to use the art of development. Because we artists, we make things out of stone. Everything that I'm talking, carving stone. So it's not nothing I'm talking that is not carving stone. And in this society, We are fighting for America. We're not fighting for Japan or Europe. We're fighting because we're here, and we're here to see that America develop. And if we can do anything to help develop America, we're here ready, and we want to do it. But Ethiopia is a home, and that's really true. We have to be able to start using ourselves for the development of our kind and our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your input in our conversation. We thank you so much as tonight's conversation. I would like to hear what I'm opening the mic of my co-worker tonight. You're on the air. You have observed the topic. But, you know, people are having a really fun night tonight, and I'm being very entertained. So, Dr. Winborn, what is your take on tonight's conversation?
Well, you know, in hindsight and looking at everything and seeing how every day it's being exposed, in my opinion, more and more to be a fraud and to be, as far as the vaccine is concerned, there's something else going on, you know? I look at, I heard this week that they are offering prisoners 5 days early off their release. They're offering them commissary and additional visits as they take the vaccine, which I thought was real strange. They must really want people to take this vaccine if they're letting prisoners out early, taking it and giving them all type of perks in order to take this jab, you know. And they, as you said earlier, they're making it into a vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, you know, the protected versus the unprotected. So it says to me, why, you know, the question comes to mind is, why do the protected, right, need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the same protection the protected used that didn't help them in the first place? Can somebody please explain that to me?
Well, the explanation is, with all that need to be protected, vaccine or no vaccine, in some places you better put your mask on as you are not allowed inside.
It is the lie is so it's crazy and getting out of hand. And so now people are waking up. Senator Grassley, I forget where he's from. I think he's from Wisconsin or one of those places. He was giving a report. And he said in his report that he was giving that recently they had 15 people die from the COVID. Out of the 15 that died from COVID, 11 of them was fully vaccinated. Right in his hometown. And that's just one little section. Okay? When you were talking about the whole state, you were talking about his hometown. Out of 15 people that died from COVID, 11 of them was already fully vaccinated. So we need to, you have to ask yourself, what is the point? What is the point of taking this vaccine, okay, if you're going to still get it anyway? What is the point of taking this vaccine if you still could die? I mean, they tell you that, well, we take the vaccine. This is how they brainwash people. And people go around spouting the lies that have been told to them, I guess because they need something to hold on to, and they refuse to accept the fact that we may be heading to Armageddon and our governments, the governments around the world are lying to us. Because in the beginning, they would say that when people that took the shot were still getting sick, they would say, okay, well, they never said that the shot was going to stop you from getting COVID. That's exactly what they said. They said, now, it's stopping you from dying, but that's not what they said in the first place. It was supposed to stop you from getting the disease. So we had people lined up in cars and blocks, and they couldn't wait to take this vaccine. Now people are taking the vaccine and still getting it. Now they're changing the story, and now they got you believing that they never told you that it was going to stop you from getting the virus, but it will stop you. You won't die from it. Now that's not even working because there's people constantly dying from it. I know personally, people that have called me to tell me that their loved one took the vaccine and they died. A friend of mine that I do real estate deals with for many years called me less than a week ago and said, listen, my brother took the vaccine, he took the shot, and the next day he died. DMX took the shot, within a week he was dead. Hank Aaron took the shot, within a week he was dead.
And also what's happening now as well, people are having signs and symptoms. As Nicki Minaj, she made a statement, which right now she probably is in some big trouble for, but she did declare that her cousin,
right?
Yeah, he had really adverse symptoms in his testicle area, and his penis wouldn't rise up. And Nicki Minaj, you know, she's very explicit in her statement, and she gave that statement saying it happened to her cousin's boyfriend, and people were quite upset. And she said he took the shot, and next day he had swollen testicles and was unable to have, you know,
to perform. Yeah.
So this is really true that things are happening, but it's not being reported from CDC or anywhere there. But people in real people are telling you things are happening. And I for sure know three people who actually die. And it's a case where some would die and some wouldn't. So if it's that case, we should now be able to say, I want the shot, yes or no, and not have it mandatory, but let us be voluntary into having this vaccination. People are threatened with their jobs and unable to go to work and take care of their families, and fear of not able to pay a rent will drive you crazy, because that fear alone is enough with winter coming. So this forced and really, really ridiculous mandate, have you thinking, what is there? I mean, you're giving up your freedom, and that's something, you know, even the Almighty gave us that free will, and that's God himself. So when that is taken away from us, we start to wonder, and that is something, you know, no one wants to have to experience or think about, that their very free will or human right or basic things like that is being taken away. So is this a case whereby we can now succumb to being told what we have to and must do it, this trial run of, are we going to be obedient? What is it all about? Because if it's a simple vaccine, yes or no can do, but it's a case where you're going to lose your job, it becomes really more serious than, I guess, a heart attack or cancer or the very AIDS that has polluted the earth. I mean,
what is the audacity of them to tell me I have to do something, and if I don't do it, I lose my job, but you take no responsibility? You won't say if I have a side effect that the job will be responsible for taking care of me, but you're gonna make me take this shot, but not be responsible for the negative results that may come from it? Not the employer, not the pharmaceutical industry, not the government, not anybody, but you just on your own. And then they're forcing me to do something that there's adverse information out there that's telling me if I do it, I'm going to die. Then I could die. That X amount of people are dying. But you take no responsibility for it. And you just want me to take it to protect myself from what? From the people that took it? They not protected? Are you out of your mind? Wake up, people. Now, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just telling you got to use common sense. You have to be able to make decisions for yourself and look at the facts and weigh the facts. If you want to take the vaccine, that's up to you. Go ahead and take it. If you don't want to take it, then don't take it. But for me, I don't see enough evidence. The stuff that I see is scary. They're not giving me enough positive about it. And what I hear from people is just excuses. People who have taken the vaccine are still getting sick. People have taken the vaccine are still dying. But you want me to line up and do it? You're in prison. You don't want me to line up? You gonna let me go home a week early? 5 days early? Give me some more commissary. I can get some more Cheetos out of my commissary that I could before. So you can take this vaccine. What is it? What is it about this vaccine? Okay? AIDS was killing people. They wasn't telling people. They wasn't forcing people. Well, you weren't going to lose your job if you didn't take an AIDS vaccine. You're not losing your job if you don't take a flu vaccine. They give us these facts and these numbers about spreading and this, that, and the other. But the reality of it is when you look and you dig into the numbers and you do the research for yourself, you will find that they are lying about something. It's coming up short. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we could talk about. We could talk about the fact that the vaccine is changing your DNA structure. We could talk about that. We could talk about the fact that the pharmaceutical company appealed to the Supreme Court to try to patent DNA back in 2012, 2013. Most people don't even know that. And the Supreme Court told them that they couldn't do that because the DNA is of nature. It's of God. It's the spirit of man. They cannot touch anything. Okay? They cannot patent anything that's of God, that's of spirit. However, should you find a way to change the DNA and it's no longer in its original form, then now that you can patent. And so if the vaccine and even the Moderna, they're calling it the mRNA, the mitochondrial DNA, and they're changing the DNA strand. They're manipulating the gene pool by this virus, by this operating system they're injecting people to. The pharmaceutical companies hold the patent on that. They now hold the patent on your DNA. They hold a patent on the very essence of who you are. Wake up, people. Do your research. We've been tied up just chilling and relaxing. That's what they want us to do. We happy. We dancing. We on TikTok. We on Facebook. We doing all the wonderful things, and they're taking over right in front of our face. They're planning not only planning a pandemic, they're planning a food shortage. It's happening now, people. It's not going to happen. It is in the process. Go to your store and tell me if you haven't noticed the prices going up. Why are the prices going up on products? Because there's a shortage of food. Why is there a shortage of food and a shortage of products? Because they're holding the ships. They are holding the cargo ships by the hundreds in the ports and on purpose not letting the food in. Wake up, people. We're living in very serious times right now. So we could play games. We can kiki ha ha. We can do all the things that we think we want to do. But we're losing our liberty and our freedom. It's happening all around us. And they're going to keep doing that until we stand up and say enough is enough. So we have the vaccine. We even have even the FDA is starting to wake up. The FDA is like, oh, hell no. 16-2? They lost the vote 16-2 about this new booster? Because they've had enough. They've seen the reports. They've seen the reports of the people that's dying and all kind of other stuff that's going on. But yet still, you look on TV, they steady pumping it. You still see Fauci. You still see all of them, Biden, and all of them telling you got to get vaccine. Listen, they talk about hurricane season. Hurricane season coming up in like in Miami and some of Puerto Rico and some of the other places. You know what the White House advice for the people that live in those areas that are susceptible to hurricanes during hurricane season? You know what their advice was? Get vaccinated. How the hell is the vaccine going to stop the damn hurricane?
What's the correlation?
You know, TV, man. They plan it over and over, Joe Biden. That's what you need. In order to protect you from the hurricane season, you need to be vaccinated. What kind of foolishness is that?
I think you slipped more than once this week.
Listen, I didn't expect for Joe Biden to do anything. I just wanted to get that other guy out of office, all right? And so we did that. So I wasn't really expecting him to do anything.
Yeah.
But here's the scary part. He's only got one term. He's already told he's not running any longer. So he really don't care what he do, what he put in office, what he put in effect, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My gosh. Well, what are we going to do, Dr. Rainbow? Let's bring in 914-363 to weigh in on our conversation. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26. Welcoming you, caller 913-363 to our show this evening. We are talking about the COVID-19 virus, the booster shots, Pfizer, Food and Drug Administration, how they have stopped a certain booster shot that was intended to be into the arms of the American people who have already taken two shots. So call the 914-363. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Well, you start off bad, you end up bad. The whole process from the beginning was messed up. The whole structure of research was messed up. As a professional person in the medical field myself, I said to many people, the way they're producing this vaccination, the way they're doing the studies, the fastness of the get it done, and in the beginning they were calling it not approved, but they were using the term
emergency
experimental.
Use.
Like emergency use and experimental, exactly.
Yeah.
They were trying to keep themselves, like politicians do, to keep themselves, you know, where they're not tied into a specific word. They're not specifically backing something because they know that the circumstances could happen. And the whole point of the matter was anybody with common sense could see that you cannot come up with a vaccine that quickly. It actually takes 25 years because the level of study you have to do. The first stage is to identify what type of, in terms of what type of vaccine you have to evaluate certain types of ingredients, for lack of a better word. You're looking for a certain chemical basis. You're looking for the association with the body. Okay, so if you're trying to attack a certain kind of disease, you have to also study the chemical imbalance in the body as well, because the body consists of, with an immune system, chemicals in our body that attack foreign entities that enter our body. When you eat, just like if you get food poisoning, you start to vomit because the attack of the chemicals in your body will make you get rid of that thing. That's the purpose of excretion, whether it's urine or feces, to excrete, to get it out of your body. When you vomit something up, it's because the body is rejecting it because the attack of the chemical bases in your body that increases the immune system. The immune system gives off that attack. So when things like this are being affected with, when they're creating a vaccine, they got to create something that enhances and work with that which is in your body already. Now some of us have lots of it. Some of us have a little less of it due to our medical conditions, due to the years of physical duress, distress, physical disabilities, medical concerns. All right, so you have high blood pressure, you're going to have less of this. Your obesity, you're going to have a little less of that. If you're low sugar, if you're diabetic, if you have cancer, they always say what? Those people have compromised immune system. Why? Because the chemical basis in their body has lessened. The white blood cells, the red blood cells, they have a purpose. It's a chemical based. And there's an enhancement in the immune system that attacks whatever foreign things that come into the body. And that's why we have the body reacts in a way of dispersing things, whether it's diarrhea, whether it's throwing up, whatever it is. That's how the body reacts to foreign things that come into it that's not supposed to be there. But that's how the body's supposed to act. So when Nicki Minaj talked about erectile dysfunction in her erectile dysfunction in her cousin, basically doctors always ask you how the plumbing. They check your sexual productive area because that says a lot about you medically. Why? Because sexual production requires all parts of the body to be functioning properly, whether it's the heart, whether it's the liver, whether it's the scrotum, the uterus, you know, different chemical balances have to be done well. Like, so that's why some people have difficulty conceiving a baby because they have certain chemical dysfunctionalities or they're lacking certain things that will produce an egg or produce a sperm that will perform. Men have to have, you'd be surprised how many millions of sperms a man have to have that's productive in order to fertilize an egg. And a woman have to have X amount of eggs production in order for her to be able to get fertilized. So all these things work in conjunction together. So that's why when doctors talk about erectile dysfunction or women unable to be productive in that area, they look for a certain kind of conditions and chemically in the body because one thing affects the others. Everything in your body is connected. When you study the anatomy, you study the inner structure of a body, you see when they give you that picture where you can see inside the body, you will see that, you know, one thing, you know, we used to say left hand make it to the right hand, that little song. Everything internal, all your internal organs are connected and they operate with each other. You know, it's like a car. It's combustion, but it has all the other mechanisms inside the car to make the car engine run. So when they started doing these studies, they did not look at enough of the condition of a person. There's no way possible for them to come up with a vaccination that would be effective for everybody, knowing the kind of medical conditions that's in America. You know, how many people have high blood pressure? How many people are obese? How many people have cancer? How many people have dysfunctional kidneys? How many people are looking for kidneys? How many people have a dysfunctional liver? How many people, when you're diabetic, you have dysfunctional, what is dysfunction in your body? Okay, it's the production of, I've got what it is, what it produced to keep the sugar balances in your body from the liver. But anyway,
insulin.
Everything works. Insulin, thank you. Insulin. You have either overproduction or underproduction of insulin causes that diseases, what they call diabetic or being low blood pressure or having low sugar. It's the production of insulin. So I'm just saying, everything in the body affects everything else. So when they did this study, as fast as they did it, when they produced this vaccine, as fast as they were producing it, I knew for a fact, no way in hell they could have studied enough people to get a cross-section of the people to understand how what would be effective, non-effective, what would be what would happen.
They ain't doing that now.
But you know what? You know
doing
what they decided
that now. This is the study.
You know what they decided? And all these cases, you know what they decided? I guarantee you, they decided a certain amount of people were going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Most of these case studies, if you look at them, you always have a certain amount of people. There was always that warning, the side effects of medication. Why they tell you the side effects? Why all medicine, people don't think about this, why all meds have side effects alerts? Why do they alert you? Why do they have side effects? Why do they tell you you can end up with this? I tell people common sense things. Listen to the commercial about some new medication for whatever the problem is. Some of the medication, you hear so many side effects that you say, damn, it's better just to deal with the disease directly than to deal with the side effects. Possible blindness, possible losing your arm, possible malfunction of blood, possible, you know, when you hear some, right on the commercials on television, when you stop to listen to some of these, when you get over the dancing and the singing of the medication, and then they get to, you know, at the end of the commercial,
nice
about this has an effect on your eyes, you might go blind, you might lose your teeth, you know, you might lose your hair, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm saying, why do you think they have these possibilities? Why would they put a drug out there knowing it had that level of effect of a person? Because they know that in the drug studies and the production of meds, there are going to be some people who are going to have an extreme bad time with it, and they might die from it. They might lose their eyes and lose their hearing. They might have some tremendous physical effect, but that's a part of the process. Then over the years, after a certain amount of people don't die, then they feel now we got a control group, a study group. Now we know that all these people are dead, and we know that this person here is still alive. Now they got the process of elimination. The old doctor friend of mine told me years ago, he said, Ron, doctors use the process of elimination. You come in there sick, they say, well, let's try this. How you did then? Come see me in 2 weeks. How you feel after you get back to 2 weeks, you get back to your other appointment? How do you feel? How you feel about that? Oh, I feel great. I feel good. I felt much better. I feel different. Oh, that's good. That's it. Oh, how do you feel? No, well, I felt really terrible. I was, you know, up all night. I couldn't sleep. I had more pain. Okay, hold on. Let's stop. We're gonna stop giving you that, or we're going to reduce we'll take you from 100 cc's to down to 40 cc's. We're going to reduce it, or we're going to eliminate that one. Or we're not going to use that no more. We're going to use a genetic product. Oh, no, we're going to use this here. There's another thing came in. Let's try that. Process elimination.
Right.
In the process. Right, exactly. They're allowed. I'm telling you what they taught me when I was studying psychology. They allow that certain people are going to have a tremendous negative effect and might die
right
from some medications. They don't want you to kill a whole damn population of people, but let's say your medication killed 5%, 10% of those who are medicated, but 95% survive. Those are good statistics. But they do allow for a certain amount of people. They know within these exams, the preliminary stages of any kind of medication, especially a medication that severely has a severe effect on the total changes of your body. They know. Look at chemotherapy. Okay, look at radiation and chemotherapy and cancer. How many people really survived that? It's just a matter of time. When everybody that I know that ever got the chemo, got radiation, they die. Just a matter of time. And the level of dosage that they're putting in their body, because it's contaminating the system. But it does
right.
Over the period of time. And if there are lower doses of it, you might last a little longer. If your cancer is severe and you need more heavy dosage, it's unfortunate. You're not going to last long, especially if you're a person that have all kinds of other other medical concerns. So this is a part of the process. I don't think they expected to get as bad as it's gotten. I think that they feel that they need to vaccinate more people so they can get a better cross-section of people. I think by not having half of the population of America is not being vaccinated, and then you got professional medical professionals who are not taking it, okay? So that even more intensifies the research because you got people working in the field that's saying, no, I'm not taking this. You got doctors and medical people. You got scientists in these companies that are not taking this vaccination. You got executives work for these companies. These guys also have medical backgrounds. All right, the guy that's president of Pfizer, vice president, he's not taking the right. vaccination.
Right, the president is not taking it. Listen, the right. Congress don't have to take it. The senators don't have to take it. The federal employees, they don't have to take it. Why would the White House staff don't have to take the virus? They don't have to take it because they want to make sure that don't none of them die. They need them to be alive to keep running the country.
But he's trying to push federal workers. Okay, the administrators, the secretaries, the people in the mail room at the White House, you know, the lower level jobs. You're right. He's pushing them because I guess he figured, you know what, they come a dime a dozen. You know, you can always find somebody to push mail. You can always find somebody to be a secretary. Those kind of job levels, you can always find people. It's just common sense things to me. The other part of it that we're not looking at as a people in this country, they're not considering all other alternatives that would be more effective and have less of a condensity on life or killing vital organs. Another thing we don't talk about either, the effect of it on vital organs, your heart, your liver, your kidneys. Okay, and that's another thing that
the blood clot.
Nicki Minaj was saying. Because that effect, if it affects your productive area, it's affecting your kidneys as well. So people are not looking at that part of it as well. It's killing off certain organs, certain major organs in your body, which automatically going to cause you life and death threatened situations. They're not looking for homeopathic natural medicine will have a less of a negative effect on people because of the naturalness of it. And the less chemical bases. The chemical bases in drugs is the real game changer there because that has a more tremendous effect on the body than anything else. The less chemicals in the drug, the better it's productive with the body because the body just needs natural enhancement, which can come from fruits and vegetables and things of that sort. You know, when you look at a certain kind of vitamin D, vitamin C, certain vitamins go into the sun, get more vitamin D. There's certain natural enhancements that the body just needs to heal itself. The Bible said these things, and they talked about vegetables and fruits, these things will be life-sustaining for you because they will work what? They will work with the chemical bases in the body, the natural healing in the body, the natural resistance of any kind of foreign bodies in the body. They work naturally with it. When you keep shooting people up with chemicals-based medication-based pharmaceuticals, I don't care what nobody says.
You get backup shots. You get booster shots.
Right. Like they said, with nobody said nothing about babies from infancy to 1 year old, how many times they was asking them to come back to get all kind of booster shots and vaccinations. As time went on with my kids, my older kids didn't get those many shots within that short time frame. Now they got babies getting like 9 and 10 and 12 shots before they were a year old. Okay, so that's telling you something. There's no way in hell that people can put that much chemicals in your bodies, 100-something cc's of this, and find out what the cc's on that stuff mean. That overrides.
You know what else I find real strange about this whole thing? I find it real strange that everybody that died from COVID died in the hospital.
There you go. There you go.
There's no reports of them finding people in their homes dead. This large number of people that just fell out in the middle of the street. Where's all of those people at?
A nurse friend of mine
died in the hospital.
Dig it. A nurse friend of mine told me, said, Ron, if you get sick, don't go to the hospital. She said the best thing they did when people go to the hospital, because I told her, I said, I went. They told me to go home and wait 14 days. She said that's the best thing they was doing. She said, because everybody went home and did a 14-day quarantine that find some other way of doing it, and I went to the baking soda and the lemon tea, pure lemon, boil it like a tea with baking soda, teaspoon of baking soda. Then another brother told me to sniff it in your nose. And I did that, and it dried up the mucus and kicked it right out. And that's what Dr. Sabi talks about. The disease is in the mucus, and I believe that's true. Because when you get rid of that mucus, you feel 100% better. And why do they say in the winter the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the pandemic will have a more effect on people? Why? Because you have more mucus in the winter. When you get a cold, people produce more mucus during the winter. They don't produce much mucus in the summer, in the heat, when they get in the sun, they're getting vitamin D. They don't produce a lot of mucus, so it's less effective. But during the wintertime now, people getting colds and whatnot, and people producing a lot of mucus, the mucus carries bacteria. And bacteria grows in your body as long as you got that mucus in there, and it goes and it takes and it carries it to the membranes and to the blood vessels and to some of the vital organs in your body. And that's why you have this medical effect. That's why you get so sick till you got these headaches, you can't see, you're getting weak, you're getting dizzy. All this is because of the mucus carrying the bacteria in your body. They know that. But we have to understand that. We have to be, as a people, we have to look at these conditions and understand that these people, whatever their ideas are, whatever they're trying to do, it got out of hand. See, they expected a certain control group. They expected a certain group that would be at high risk. Quite obviously, it's quite obvious. Most people that have bad physical bodies, people that are overweight, people that have cardiovascular problems, people that smoke weed or smoke cigarettes or drink a lot of liquor, you got your body system is compromised anyway. Okay, so that's kept, that they expected those people would have been affected. But there's an old lady, 90 years old, was overweight. She had every conceivable problem: obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular problems. She smoked cigarettes like she was a chimney, and she caught the coronavirus and she lived. Young boy, 25 years old, excellent condition, football player, 1 percentile of fat on his body, okay, did X amount of hundreds and 500 push-ups and pull-ups and ran hundreds of miles per morning, was in excellent condition, heart, body, everything. He had what you call optimum health. Every part of his body was running 100% in full capacity. He caught the virus and he died. That blew their mind. That blew the medical industry's mind. That's why they got confused, because people who normally would not die are dying, and people that normally would die didn't die. So right then I saw the conflict in the whole thing. There's no way when you do a case study and you have certain populace, at-risk populace, and you have the least at-risk population, and the least risk population is dying more than the at-risk population. Now, your study is flawed. There's no way for you to get positive results so that you can come up with any kind of vaccination that would make any damn sense, because you don't have anything to work on. That's the thing that they didn't have in the laboratories. They didn't have good specimen. They didn't have good subject matter. They didn't have good understanding of who was more vulnerable than the rest. The purpose of the laboratories, the purpose of epidemiologists working with scientists, working with laboratory scientists, is to come up together to understand that there's a certain level of a population that's affected, and there's a certain medical conditioning of that people, and then they come up together with the understanding of how to balance out the chemical imbalances in the body and the condition of the person to make some kind of sense. It's a combination of things, and that's why I said it doesn't take, you know, 1 year, 6 months to come up with that kind of results. It takes 5 years to come up with an idea of what chemicals you're going to use in a vaccination. It takes 10 years to identify your population.
Listen,
it takes another...
I find it awfully suspicious that I know we got a queue full of people and then we're running out of time, but I find it awfully suspicious that all of these companies, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer, all completed their vaccine within 7 days of each other. I'm like Umar Johnson right now. You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
They call each other and say, listen, this is what I'm going to use. This is what I'm going to use. This is what I'm going to use. Okay, let's do it. Boom.
Oh, okay, guys, what I want to do, our queue is coming up, and I want to give some people some chance to win. So I want to open the mic of callers 347-478. Your mic is open, that you may join in our conversation.
Greetings, Buff. How are you doing? This is Evangelist Sergio Clark. What I want to say is I've been listening to all of this going on. Nobody's seen anybody dying of the COVID-19 but me. I've been in the hospitals. I've been in buildings where a person just died right away because they never really got checked out and were asymptomatic at the time, and they thought they were Superman. And next minute, they're dead. This virus is as real as it could ever be, okay? Yeah, we're suspicious of the government because, you know, everybody's suspicious. You don't want nobody to compel you to take anything. But when you see people that are dying, okay, every day, and you see it's because they didn't have what we have to be able to get a vaccine for free, okay? So we're talking about, oh, the pharmaceuticals making all this money. Thank God for Biden because he made it possible for mostly everybody in this country to be able to get the vaccine. I know it sounds suspicious, but with global warming going on, there was other viruses, like as I said, this ain't the only virus. A lot of these companies have been preparing for a while, trying to make make their antidote stronger than the next person. But let me tell you, when you see people yourself die, okay, and you see people that was healthy, Reverend Robinson said something about, oh, you know, you got to be in good health. No, I know somebody was in perfect health, 30 years old. He caught the virus. Okay, you know, so all this about, oh, you know, it's only the people that got diabetes or got a fall.
Reverend Clark, let me ask you a question. You took the shot, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Did you see any side effects from taking the shot?
Side effect I saw was that when I took it, you know, I wasn't that well at the time before I took the shot. So after I took the shot, you know, I wasn't 100%. That maybe it affected me, whereby my heart situation, but it wasn't that. It was a whole different thing altogether. Now, the fact that you're able to get this vaccine, and by the way, I took the Johnson & Johnson, and so did my wife. She
so you
the
took
Johnson
the shot. Johnson. So wait a minute. I want to get clarity. You took the shot,
right.
And then after you took the shot, you realized you was having heart problems.
No, I was having something before that. Right, Cheryl?
You was having heart problems before you took the shot?
Yeah, I was having not so much heart problems. I was dealing with a lot of pesticides, and I was not wearing masks, and I was in places where I should have been doing that. And as a result of that, it got into my system, okay? As far as the Johnson & Johnson, you know, everybody that took the Johnson & Johnson is well. It was only certain individuals, I think they were females, and I think it was out of Europe that took the Johnson. And they claim it affected them that way. But what really affected them was they had other conditions. See, another thing, too, is that a lot of people are taking all these drugs. I agreed 100% with Reverend Robinson when he was talking about, well, you know, they say take this drug and you got this and you got that. And then the adverse effects are worse than you even taking it. So We have to be very careful with that, because pharmaceuticals every day come out with something new to treat this and treat that. That's what we got to be careful of. But when it comes to the vaccine, okay, when you look, especially in the black neighborhood, they were talking about how many people died, you know, more so than even white folks, because they didn't have the capacity or were able to get the vaccine. And I know one particular neighbor, he was 57 years old, he was going to start a store, and he caught the virus, didn't know he had it, and next thing you know, he was up doing some work with a light, and fell right off about the ladder and died. My son-in-law, Dwayne, he's an entrepreneur, barber, and so on, and he caught the virus. And let me tell you, if my daughter did not take him to the hospital on time, he would have been gone. And it started out with fevers. And let me tell you, this thing is no joke. I know people are telling me that the pain is so excruciating and what they go through. So taking this vaccine, I understand everybody is like very worried about, oh my God, it might not work on me. It might do this, do that. I agree, take the vaccine. As far as chemotherapy and radiation, I do not believe it. I believe that does worse to kill the healthy cells in the body than anything else. But like Reverend Robinson said, we have to keep ourselves physically fit. We have to be able to build our immune system up properly, and that's what I've been doing, because I went through something else. And I don't know whether I had acquired the virus and didn't know I had it, but I don't play around with this, you know. They say, as in Rome, do as the Romans. But if you look at Europe right now, okay, some places in India weren't able to get the vaccine. And I know a friend of mine was a doctor. His father and mother died because they weren't able to get the vaccine. So I say, if they're willing to give you it, then don't think there's some kind of trick going on, because if you're dying anyway, what's the difference? I see everybody's quiet.
Yeah, man, that's a hell of a statement, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you see, Dr. Winborn, I always like the type of individual to study like everything.
If you're dying anyway, you might as well just go ahead on and take the vibe. I mean, listen, I question whether I will be dying anyway. I happen to be blessed that I have not had COVID. I have not had, you know, to go to the hospital. I have not, you know, I think that there are times where, I think that there is something killing people. I think that it's by design. I think that this, it is my personal opinion, that, well, that's my opinion. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'll let you talk, let me talk.
That it's been
planned and it's been on the books for a very long time. There's contemporary documentation in writing to support that. There's documentation in writing and lawsuits that are starting to come out to say that there are more people that's dying from the vaccine, that is dying from the actual virus, documented in court. It's been on the news. It's been, the senators are starting to come out. The governor of Vermont came out complaining about the number of people that were dying from the vaccine. Senator Grassley from Wisconsin, he's coming out and he's complaining about the number of people that are dying from the vaccine. What I would say is that I've been blessed. So I have not caught COVID, although I think that there's times that there's been attacks. There's times for no reason at all. I felt like my breathing was being constricted. I had to get out of certain areas. All right. And I think it had to have something to do with, say that I'm crazy, with the 5G and electronic in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I walked out of a funeral because I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
I left. I said, there's something in here. It's something on this block that is causing my breathing to be restricted. I had to walk and leave the area. I was almost a half a mile out of the area before my breathing started to get back to normal.
wow, you know, the same thing happened to me. And Shell was with me, and I said, it was like something, it seemed almost like a spirit, because it hit me and tried to get me down. And the next thing you know, my breathing was like off. And so what you're saying now as far as the 5G and all that new technology that they got and so on, I think it's very detrimental to us. You know, people don't understand that doing damage is a form of radiation or something. Because it came after me, I had to get away from the area that I was. And the only way that I survived, because it came on me right back to one point, and it started pulling me down, you know. And I told Cheryl, right. I said, you know what? This is serious. Get me across the street as soon as possible. Right, Cheryl? I'm talking about when the force tried to get me down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went down to it until I crossed over. You know, so you're right. Dr. Winborn said it's very sustainable.
He did it?
Yeah. So, you know, whatever that was, and I spoke with some of my evangelist friends, you know, that I sing with and so on, and one of them said they experienced the same thing. So it's some kind of force. So whether that's the COVID-19, I didn't take no chances. That's why I took the vaccine. But thank God I'm okay, and I'm about to take the next batch because it's 6 months now since I took it.
I didn't have that experience the dang way. You laying in your bed and they're going to let you raise up. You can't raise up.
She said, did anybody experience anything where you're laying in the bed and then you try to get up and you can't raise up?
Well, yeah. I have not. I don't know. Maybe some other people we got, because we still got a bunch of people on the line. I haven't had that experience, but my experience has been from between the hours of 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, I've noticed, because I write things down, because I'm a scientist. I mean,
right.
Want to be scientist. I keep a record of all of that. So around 10 o'clock, I know that I start feeling different. So it's like something going on between 10 and 1, and then it calms down. I will also note that it was around 10 o'clock in the morning when I was at the funeral that I walked out of.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, there's another caller. I just wish the best to everybody, you know, and you just have to be diligent. When I take a drug, like I'm taking certain drugs now for this, I make sure I read up, I find out as much as I can about what I'm taking, because that's another thing, too. People are taking these pills, and instead of helping you, they're making you worse. So be very careful. Know what you're taking, you know. All right. Thank you, guys, and let the next call come on.
Okay, so it's wonderful for you all sharing this evening, and it's wonderful from the evening of conversation. I want to just bring in one more caller who's in the queue waiting for a minute. Call 718-350. Your mic is open. That you may join the conversation.
Yes. Good evening. There's so many things that are bombarding us at one time, and it is not just one thing that is leading to just a human demise, so to speak, whether it's black or white or what have you. Between the food, the medicine, the hospital, all right. I used to install microwave antennas for cable, you know, and learning that if you have a tree in front of your house, the microwaves were effective. But if you don't have a tree and you got a brick house, the microwaves go right through the brick house. What you may be feeling, because with all these new microwave antennas that are set up on buildings and the companies pay these building owners like $100,000 to set these things up on the building, they're prolific in my neighborhood, you know, on a commercial strip and so on. The effects that you may be feeling could be from the microwaves, all right? The other thing is that we have this energy program that, you know, you paint your roof to reflect the heat, all right, and keep the building cool. Well, that's good, keeping the building cool, but when you reflect the heat, I know heat rises, you know, but when everything else is going on, the humidity, the dryness of the air, you know, and the heating of the streets, all right, are causing the problem to our bodies. You know, that's why, you know, we're told to take copper, more copper, you know, because we're not getting copper, you know, here in Queens and Manhattan and what have you. We're always on sidewalks, you know, copper fit. You know, all these other natural things that are healing, that are even put into our clothes. So the aspect also of depopulation has been around since the Roman time. All right, finding how to control the population because there was not enough food. You know, the environment was getting worse. If you believe in history or spiritual history or church history, so to speak, you know, the giants disappeared because the people killed them. Giants were eating up everything. That's a fact also. That's a historical. So there's so many things that are affecting us. There's not one thing that's really pertinent that's affecting us, you know, because the way our bodies are set up, the way we eat, you know, the way we live and everything else, and leaving our bodies, you know, open to anything, you know, and to everything, you know, and so on, diabetes and all that other kind of stuff. So we can die from anything, you know, this is the thing. But I've had my brothers recently. With regard to COVID, you know, because there's so many things in this thing, you know, and throughout the world that it's affecting, and other things that are affecting it, which is affecting us, who's killing us? What's killing us? We don't know. We're concentrating on one thing. There's thousands of things that are out there killing us every single day. This was made political. This was made, it's a monetary situation, you know, the investments that people are making for this product, they're getting billions off of it, you know. I'm going to keep myself safe and my family safe as much as I can. I still got a business to run, you know, what the hell? If you don't take it, then it's good for you, and you haven't got anything from that, any different feelings from it, great. You know, if you took the shot and you're feeling okay and you're not dying, great. But at one point or another, even the polio shot still caused people to get polio. You know, so there's a host of things that, you know, understand. I'm not a scientist or anything else like that, but I just look at the world around us and see what's killing us. You know, we're killing ourselves mentally with anger and hate and unforgiveness and all those other things that we put on ourselves and on our show. That's killing us too. You know, so that's all I got to say. God bless you all.
Thank you, brother.
Bye.
We thank you so very much, Kola, for your input and conversation. As we are winding down this evening, we want to thank all who are here with us and have contributed to our conversation. Dr. Ben Bonnie thinks she's going to commercial break at this time, so we have a few minutes. And then we resume with our local 26 and our update on the membership drive. So should we go into commercial?
Never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
I want you to resurrect me.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Ethiopian Royal Federation Incorporated, local number 26. We're bringing you up to date on everything that's going on inside of the Federation. We want to remind everybody that every Saturday we have different events going on with our global membership. That for your enlightenment, if you're a member, on the first Saturday of every month, we have an open house. We invite all of our family and friends to come and build with us and fellowship with us every first Saturday of the month in our open house. And you'll see a presentation about the Federation and give you all the information that you'll need to sign up. Then on the second Saturdays of every month, we have our town hall, where you can meet with our International Executive Council, will come in our town hall and ask questions directly to the council. The council will answer your questions there. You can address them to the council. You can address the individuals on the council. So you want to be a part of that. So keep tuning in and get the sign-in information and all of the Zoom information to be a part of that. And then every third Saturday, just like the Saturdays coming up, we hear from various locals that are part of the Federation and find out what's going on in their locals. What are their plans? What are their goals? What are they building on? What are they working on? And what could some of the other locals that's within the Ethiopian World Federation do to glean from their successes? Because we're all in this together. And those are closed door sessions. And then we open our doors again to the general public on the fourth Saturday of every month, where we have different speakers, teachers, lecturers, master teachers come in and share with our global body. So we just wanted to remind everybody of those events that are coming up. Stay tuned. And if you want to know more, if you want to hear these programs, we have them archived here on Blog Talk Radio /The Neo Nation. You can also find our programs on the website for the Ethiopian World Federation. If you go to www.EthiopianWorldFederationIncorporated.org, you will find, as soon as you get there, a listing. You'll see all of the various locals that are in the Ethiopian World Federation. Go to local number 26, click on local number 26, and our page will come up, and you'll find these archived broadcasts that you can share with your friends and family, and we get to hear from our lovely guests over and over and over, the hundreds of hours of the melodious, wonderful Sadie Gomez.
Oh, Dr. Winburn.
Thank you so much for your warm welcome back and your informative conversation. To those who are listening, it's been so wonderful in the queue tonight. There's a lot of people line up. I'm hoping everyone enjoyed the show, were able to participate, listen. But this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, local number 26. We have a wonderful evening, a wonderful night. We want to see what the Federation is doing. You go on our website. There are a lot of more things will be happening as we continue. We expect at this time there would be a little update as far as we know November the 2nd is coming. That's the coronation. We participate in the Ethiopian holidays and their specific information that or reference of things that they deem to be important. We also see it that way. And as usual, it's been such a wonderful time that I did observe many people had a wonderful time just to see and enjoy their conversation that they wanted to share with us. But I want to leave one line of conversation with you all. I want to say how good and pleasant it is for brethren and sisters to gather together in unity. So, Chaplain, I thank you so much that I promised you could come back on, but of course you have next week Sunday to join me because the time is upon us. And I just want to thank each and everyone for being here with me and my wonderful co-host, Dr. Winburn. I thank you so very much. Enjoy your night. See you again next Sunday.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find your praise
within your heart.
Within